is like, for example, today we see some people snowboarding or windsurfing and so on. And those activities are, activities that require limb coordination and the vestibular system dealing with balance and so on. Those are biologically evolved preconditions for walking, for running, and those actually played a role in evolution for, let's say, human bipedalism. But in themselves, those mechanisms, those biologically evolved preconditions, even though they're genetically sort of shaped, if you like, they do not lead to, by themselves, they don't constitute windsurfing or snowboarding. In order to reach snowboarding, even though you use those biologically evolved capacities for limb coordination and balance and so on, navigation via optic flow, all those things that evolve in through biological evolution, you need those in order to do snowboarding or let's say windsurfing. But snowboarding would require so many things that are actually culturally driven and made possible by culture, like the making of the board, which is a specific type of material. You need a culture that supports, material or has invented materials, let's say, to deal with freezing conditions for thermic insulation, such that you can actually do snowboarding and so on. And so number would be kind of similar in the sense that